From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. In Britain, they just call it the Open. In this country, to distinguish it from the U.S. Open, the golf championship that was played last month in Bethpage, New York, we call it the British Open, and this year's British Open is full of surprises, starting at the top of the leaderboard. After two rounds, two Americans are tied for the lead, and Tiger Woods is not one of them. They're 29-year-old Steve Marino, who's never won anything on the tour, and 59-year-old Tom Watson, who has won just about everything, but not for years. Joining us from Turnberry in Scotland is Lawrence Donegan, golf correspondent for The Guardian and author of the book Four Iron in the Soul. Lawrence Donegan, tell us about Tom Watson's day.
Well, it was a wonderful day for Tom Watson. Because he started off this morning tied for second place, birdied the first hole, and then proceeded to drop five shots in six holes. Playing partner Sergio Garcia clapped him on the back going down the eighth fairway and said, "Come on, old man." And Watson duly did come on. He played his last 11 holes in four under par, and he's a great wind player. He's got a great record here in Scotland. As I say, he played his last 11 holes in four under par, and it was capped off by this amazing putt on the final green. It really was. It was one of those magical moments for those of us who cover the game of golf.
Now, that was Tom Watson's second round that left him at five under par, tied for the lead with Steve Marino?
Well, Steve Marino is obviously a good player. He's playing in the Open Championship, but he is one of these, you know, certainly to us in Britain, he's one of these faceless PGA Tour pros. But he played very, very well. He's clearly a good player. What's kind of odd about him is that he's never played links golf before. I mean, links golf isn't supposed to be this easy, but he came out and he played, again, a couple of rounds under 70, and there he is. I just felt slightly sorry for him that his big day was overshadowed, A, by Tom Watson, and B, by the other big story of the day, which involved Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods has missed the cut. That means, in effect, he's finished in the bottom half of the field. It's only happened once before in a major tournament, a championship for him. What happened to Tiger Woods today?
Well, he missed the cut for the second time in a major championship, and that's only the second time in his professional career. And the first time was in 2006 at the US Open in Wing Foot. And that came shortly after the death of his father. So that was perfectly understandable. This was not in the slightest bit understandable. He came into this tournament as an overwhelming favourite. And we have all the bookies over here, as we would call them, and you couldn't get any decent odds out of them for Tiger Woods. He won his last tournament playing at the AT&T National in Washington, D.C. He played three practice rounds. He looked magnificent.
Yeah.
We all expected him to stroll away with it. And he got on the golf course on Thursday morning and played. He shot 71, one over par, but for those of us who followed him round, it was probably one of the worst rounds of golf that we've ever seen him play. And I came out today, typical Tiger, battled, did well, but then got to the 10th hole, lost his ball, hit a couple of duff chips in the next couple of holes, and he was out of it. It was very shocking.
Yeah. How's the weather?
Well, yesterday was a beautiful Scottish day. It was a very light breeze, but today was as dank and dark as a Presbyterian funeral, I have to say. It was very windy. The rain was out. Everybody had their umbrellas, and we were all dressed in our rain gear. It was actually a classic Open Championship day, really. It was great. It adds to the gaiety of this event. Tomorrow, who knows what we'll get? The forecast is all over the place. So there could be sun, there could be rain, there could be wind, there could be anything. That's all part of the joy of this event.
Well, Lawrence Donegan of The Guardian, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks very much, Robert.
The British Open in Turnberry, Scotland.